Welcome, movie fans, to another podcast episode of Bent Cinema with Nathan Box. Our special movie correspondent on Left of Straight Podcasts shares his thoughts in movie reviews, actor profiles, and best of or worst of lists for all things cinema. Nathan knows his stuff, so grab some popcorn and get ready to go to the movies, right here on Bent Cinema.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Bent Cinema, right here on Left of Straight Podcast with our very special guest film correspondent, Nathan Box, is back in studio with me. Nathan, how are we doing today, my friend?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
I am good. If you missed our earlier episode, we're lucky to have Nathan on twice a month, and we talked about earlier this month the great film Problemista. We'll give it 3 out of 5. I won't say great film, but we'll say it's a very good film with Julio Torres, and I've got to see it since then, and I've really enjoyed it, so be sure to check that out. But you are going to give us, I mean, you are such a movie buff. You know all these things ahead of time, and you normally do your own little thing on Nate the World, which we'll talk about in a bit, but you have given us 10 to look for this year, so I'm excited. Talk about this list and what makes you come up with this list every year.
Yeah, so, you know, I sort of always have what is coming out on my radar, sort of what films do I need to be paying attention to. And, you know, it's an impossible task to try to rank what you're most excited about. And you also have to sort of construct this list, you know, not knowing what's going to, like, get a lot of Oscar buzz coming out of Toronto or Venice or Telluride or any of the, you know, the festivals that happen late summer, early fall. And that's usually where the Oscar movies sort of start making their debuts. But I put this list together based on, you know, actors or directors that I really enjoy and things that I'm, you know, really looking forward to. I put this sort of list together every year. I end up being disappointed in some of these projects every year because a lot of them are remakes or sequels, and goodness, they can break your heart. But I am excited about some of these films on here. This is not an exhaustive list. There's lots of other stuff that's coming that I'm excited about. But yeah, it's just, you know, movie nerd, and got to always have to be looking for the next thing.
I'm excited to go through them with you. You sent me this little list to look over, and I'd only not heard of two of them, so I had most of them on my radar. Like you said, I think two of your 10 are remakes or sequels, and there's a lot of sequels coming out this year or remakes. So, man, quite a few of them when I was going looking doing my research. But let's start at number 10 and work our way up to the one you're most anticipating. Number 10, you had Horizon, an American Saga. This is a Kevin Costner piece, right?
It is, and it is a movie, it's going to be about sort of manifest destiny in our expansion to the West. It's going to come out in two parts. It's going to come, the first part will come out at the end of June, and the second part will come out in the middle of August. I've always really liked Kevin Costner's Westerns. I mean, Dances with Wolves is a fantastic movie. There's another movie called Open Range with Robert Duvall that he's fantastic in. I think this is a really interesting point in America's history to sort of base a movie on. I'm really intrigued that we're going to get two parts to this film, and we're going to get them basically 2 months apart. So I'm interested to see how people respond to that. But also, you know, Kevin Costner has built this huge following based on sort of the Yellowstone series. So I'm interested to see, you know, will people respond to this movie based on that show? So really excited to see this. And, you know, Westerns are sort of thing that are often missing from our, you know, yearly movie calendar. So to see a big epic one come back to the screen feels pretty great.
Yeah, he's definitely an actor's actor and an actor's director from everything you see. He doesn't seem like the most personal guy outside of it. He doesn't care about the outside aspects. He just likes to make a great film, and I think he does it real well. So I think Dance with Wolves is my mother's favorite movie. She probably watches it once a month at least. But and I love Mary from – I'm the TV buff here between the two of us. So she was on Major Crimes spinoff of The Closer. So that's the first time I came across Mary on there, Mary O'Donnell. So yeah, great, great, great choice. I'm looking forward to that. Number nine, you have The Bike Riders, which seems kind of an interesting concept. Go ahead and talk about that one.
Yeah, so this is going to be Austin Butler, who sort of exploded into our world, based the Elvis film that came out a couple years ago. This is going to be a film about a sort of bike gang and or a motorcycle club called the Vandals. And it's set in the 1960s, Midwest sort of thing. I don't know personally too much about this project. I'm really hooked based on the trailer alone. It just looks sort of fascinating to me. Tom Hardy is also in this movie, and they're playing opposite
Great
each
actor.
Other. So, you know, it seems as if it has a fantastic crew. I'm really interested in this film. It did debut at some festivals last year. It had some difficulty finding a distributor, but it's finally found one, and it will drop in June.
Yeah, Austin has definitely been one of the it boys in Hollywood for the last couple of years now. I think he's has a pretty good track record. I've watched most of his films. I think about 75% I'm happy with, so I'm looking forward to this. Tom Hardy I really love, so yeah, that's going to be kind of fun to see, but it definitely seems like it's going to be interesting. I'm going to look for more on this as well. Let's go into number eight, Hitman, because I love Miretta in anything she does, so this is going to be kind of fun. She probably has a small part, but I'm just looking forward to her.
Yeah, so this is a film that will drop over the summer. It'll drop in June, and it stars Glenn Powell. What I'm most excited about is it is a Richard Linklater film, you know, from Boyhood fame and so many other great films. This will be a straight-to-Netflix debut, so that always makes me nervous. But from what I've heard and read based on the film festivals that it has been at, it has been received really well. So I'm excited about this. I'm always excited about a new Linklater project. I think he is a phenomenal director. He puts his heart really into these films. This is going to be a film about a police associate who sort of disguises himself as an assassin to catch clients. So a fascinating sort of plot line. But I'm really excited, as you said, or mentioned, like the cast, the director behind it. I think this may be a film that we'll be talking about, not this summer, but not just this summer, but later this year as well.
I'm looking forward to it. Linklater, I mean, when I first came familiar with that, what was that first movie that I became, About a Boy or something? So I always think of it as an epic guy that does long things. So it's going to be interesting to see how he does this kind of serious and comedic elements to it. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. So, but yeah, he is an amazing, amazing director. Speaking of amazing directors, we got a pedigree going on for your number seven pick here. We have Megapolis. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this has been a rumor in Hollywood for a long time, which is whether Coppola will ever get the money together to sort of release his last film. He says this is his last film. This film is costing him somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million out of his own pocket. We have been waiting for this film to release for a long time, and it doesn't have a release date yet. It at this point in time is just rumored, but it has started casting, which I think, you know, is sort of the thing we need to know, that a film is moving forward. Adam Driver is set to star in the film, but beyond that, no one knows anything about this thing. But it is a Coppola film, and I think it will be an event, whatever he produces, just as sort of his swan song, to me, is incredibly intriguing.
I'm looking forward to that as well. I am a huge Coppola fan. I love Sofia Coppola's movies. I wonder if she's helping get this out there or anything. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm on the lookout for that one. Now, the next one, your number six, I had not heard of, Kinds of Kindness. What is that about?
Yeah, so Kinds of Kindness, the trailer for this just dropped. And if anyone, anyone listening watched Poor Things last year, you're going to recognize a lot of people in this movie. It's going to have Emma Stone back in it. It's going to have William Dafoe back in it. It's the same writer and director, Sorgo, who did, you know, The Lobster and obviously Poor Things. He makes a very odd, unique film. He's a very unique storyteller. You know, the first trailer that dropped doesn't tell us a tremendous amount of what this film is going to be about. But, you know, I'm going to show up for an Emma Stone film because I think she's one of the best actresses in Hollywood at the moment. I will also show up for pretty much anything that William Dafoe does because the guy is, in my opinion, one of the bravest actors in Hollywood. He takes tremendous chances, and that's enough to hook me and get me sitting in a movie theater.
Defoe's amazing. Anyone could go from his hardcore action movies to his Spider-Man roles. I mean, that's diversity right there for me, but I love William Dafoe.
He is phenomenal in this movie that's called it at Eternity's Gate. And if anyone, if you haven't seen that movie, I really recommend it. He's also had another movie called The Lighthouse, which is also a very odd movie that I recommend people at least give a chance for nothing more to just see how brave this guy is on screen.
I agree 100%. All right, number five, Nathan, you have If. I kind of love the pedigree on this. I mean, Kaczynski has two movies coming out this year. He's become so well known for how well he did his horror movie. And now we have this one with Ryan Reynolds. Talk about If for a minute.
Yeah, so If is written and directed by John Krasinski, who did Quiet Place Part 1 and 2. We are getting a prequel to A Quiet Place later this year, but that is not directed by John Krasinski. It will star Ryan Reynolds and Phoebe Waller-Bridge, which is just a fantastic combination of two comedic actors to put together. But sort of the basis of the film is, what if your imaginary friends weren't imaginary and they were real and they were all around you? So this is definitely probably more skewed toward children, but I think there's going to be, it'll be one of those movies that a lot of jokes are buried in there for adults and parents to find. I'm going to show up based on, you know, who's written and directed it and who's starring in it alone. But I think it's going to be a fascinating film to see. And, you know, it's not a sequel. It's not based on sort of any existing property. So anytime Hollywood throws us something original and brand new, I think we should go out and support it.
There you go. And then keeping it all in the family, your number four pick, The Fall Guy, has John Krasinski's better half, I think, in there as well. Is Emma the one that's married to John?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought so, yeah. So you got Emma Blunt in there. Plus, this is a Ryan Reynolds product we've been talking about for a while, ever since the Oscars, when he kind of teased it a bit. Talk about The Fall Guy.
Yeah, I think we really, I mean, based on Ryan Reynolds' performances on Saturday Night Live and now Barbie, I think I'm really interested in seeing him sort of stretch this comedic muscle a little more. This movie did debut at South by Southwest and sort of got pretty rave reviews. Ryan Gosling stars as a stunt driver. And this movie is based on a 1980 series called The Fall Guy. But it's he and Emily Blunt, as you mentioned earlier. She's a director. They have a past, some past chemistry, and are working together again. So I'm fascinated by their presence in this film alone, but I'm really excited to see Ryan Gosling sort of stretch that comedic muscle a little further and see how it turns out.
Yeah, I am too. I'm kind of looking forward to this. I've always been a huge fan of both of theirs, so it's going to be good to see and to see what they've done with it. And as I kind of tease, you do have two remakes or sequels, and they're in your top three. I'm very surprised by that a little bit, but also excited to hear what your takes are. Your number three is Gladiator 2. Talk about why you chose that.
Well, oh man, I was surprised that this script even got announced. I was surprised that they were going to attempt to make a sequel to this film. The original Gladiator with Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix is in my top 50 films of all time. I just think it's a phenomenal piece of filmmaking. I think Ridley Scott does a tremendous job most of the time. He is back for this film. This Paul Mescal will be in this film, and that's enough to get most of us to show up. But Denzel Washington is in this film. Pedro Pascal's in this film. So we've got some really big names. And, you know, I'm interested to see where the story goes after, you know, Joaquin Phoenix's character. Spoiler alert if none of you've seen this film in the last 20 years, but after he's, you know, killed at the end of this film, like, where does it go and how do we get a new story? We know that the Roman Colosseum existed for a lot longer after that, and we know Rome stood for a long time after that. So we'll see if there's something new there, but, you know, intrigued more than anything is sort of how I'm feeling about this film.
I'm looking forward to it. I like Gladiator a lot, too. I thought it was an excellent movie. And I'm not even a huge Russell Crowe fan. I just thought the movie was written well, directed well, acted well. I was really impressed by it. And so, yeah, this is going to be interesting to see where they take it. Let's go to your number two, Civil War. What's that about?
So Civil War comes out here in the middle of April, and it is directed and written by Alex Garland, who did Ex Machina, which is a phenomenal film. This may be hitting too close to home for some people, based on, I guess we'll see the election results this fall. But this is sort of like an apocalyptic film that puts forth the idea that America is at another civil war. 19 states have seceded from the Union, and the United States government is battling the republics of California and Texas. It stars Kristen Dunst and her husband, Jesse Plemons, and it is sort of like they are journalists, or Kristen Dunst is a journalist who's trying to document this war. She's had a lot of history as a war journalist, and she's trying to sort of document this downfall of America. This is an A24 movie, and based on what I've read, this will be their most expensive movie that they've made thus far. So there's a lot of hopes riding on it. I've seen this thing advertised everywhere, so I'm really hoping people show up for it. And then really, really, I'm hoping that there are some conversations afterward about our divisions in this country and what they're doing to us. You know, in some corners of the internet, people whisper about another civil war of some sort. And, you know, I don't want us to ever get there as a country. So I hope this movie can be a cautionary tale in some way, but I also want it to be really entertaining. And based on what I've heard coming out of South by Southwest, it does just that.
I am looking forward to, for all those reasons you just said, because I'm such a huge political junkie as it is, and this country's been such wild and wacky shape for the last 8 years now, just about. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking to see their take on it, and I hope it does start some conversations, but I'm looking forward to it as well. And number one, let's have a little fun here, boys and girls. We have Beetlejuice 2 in the mix. Number one Talk to me here, Nathan.
Yeah. I love Michael Keaton. Maybe one of my favorite actors in Hollywood. And everything that he does just really, really intrigues me. I'm, again, sort of flabbergasted that we are getting a sequel to this film, a film that came out in 1987 and was sort of like a cult classic. Didn't really get a, you know, it didn't have humongous box office numbers, but, you know, after that, in the VHS market, people really sort of gravitated to it. And, it, you know, it spun off into our cartoon and, you know, this gigantic world. So I'm intrigued to see what they're going to do with it. Winona Ryder's back in this film. Catherine O'Hara's back in this film. And Jenna Ortega is joining the cast. So a fantastic cast. I really, you know, when we reviewed Problemista, we talked about sort of this need for adult comedies. And I'm hoping that scratches the same itch that Beetlejuice. I want that. I want it to be really funny. I want it to be really dark. I really want it to be quirky and odd and all those things that original Beetlejuice movie is. Catherine O'Hara has exploded since this film. I mean, Schitt's Creek made her a household name. If people hadn't recognized her from, you know, the fantastic 90s movies, I think she's more than, you know, Kevin McAllister's mom in Home Alone now. She's a comedic force in her own right. So I can't wait to see what she has done with the script and her character. So I'm really excited about this film, but I will say that I'm cautiously optimistic because if we've learned anything, sequels to films that happened 30, 40 years ago will often disappoint us. But I have really high hopes that when you and I review this in September, that we're doing so with smiles on our faces.
I agree with you 100% on all of that. I am also a huge Michael Keaton fan. I think he can do no wrong in what he's done, both on television and in film. He's so versatile and so amazing on how he does these projects. Catherine O'Hara, I've been a huge fan of forever. I just saw an announcement the other day. Like I told you, I'm the TV nerd. And Catherine O'Hara and Catherine Hahn, we have two Catherines. Catherine O'Hara and Catherine Hahn are joining forces in an Apple TV show coming up soon.
Okay.
So Catherine Hahn, of course, played the witch in the Wanda series on TV for the Avengers kind of thing. And I just think they're both phenomenal actresses. So they're joining a project on Apple I'm looking forward to. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun. You hope it does disappoint. I really, one of the things that I think is, we're talking how long ago it was filmed and CGI has gone so far. I hope they don't over CGI it because I think it was really fun, kind of all the sight gags they use in the original. So that's the one thing I'm hoping for is it stays as funny, but they don't over CGI it.
Yeah, it's always the danger of these remakes for 30, 40 years after the fact. I just, if they stay true to sort of that, the oddities of that first script that we got almost 40 years ago at this point in time, I think they'll do okay. But the first trailer has dropped. I really recommend people go check it out. And it does have that sort of quirky, odd feel of the first film thus far. But we'll have to see what, you know, a 90-minute, 2-hour film looks like. So I'm excited.
There you go. I am too. Well, Nathan Box, thanks so much for sharing. We're going to do something a little fun here. I think I'm going to keep this list and I'm going to put the box office takes of the first weekend of all these films. And let's see how close they order in your order here on how much they made their first weekend and see if they're close. They don't want to be huge hits, but to be interested to see how their box office goes. So we'll kind of keep track of that and talk about that later in the year. I always appreciate having Nathan on the show. Be sure to check out all of our Bent Cinemas. You can go to www.leftofstraightpodcast.com to go through all of our other podcasts with Nathan. We did talk about, like we said, Problemista, Problemista, right? What was our show? It's been 2 weeks. I can't remember already. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I watched that with Julio Torres. And then we'll be back. We get Nathan 2 times a month. Remind everyone your great website, Nate, and where they can find you outside of Left to Straight Podcast Network.
Yeah. So my website is natetheworld.com, and all social media handles are at natetheworld. Yeah. Come over, read about some movies. Let's have a conversation. I love talking about this stuff, and we'll do it almost anytime, anywhere. And yeah, as always, thanks for having me, Scott. And I love having the conversation.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I love it as well. Guys, if you haven't seen it already, we have a special perk on our Indiegogo with Nathan. We're heading the show to Palm Springs, bringing all of our podcasts there. And Nathan's going to do a special perk for Indiegogo. You're going to host a movie trivia and screening night. That sounds like it's going to be awesome, my friend.
Yeah. These things that you rope me into, Scott, you're so, so creative, and you also are a salesman, but I am so excited to do this. And, you know, like I said, nerd out on film. I personally here in Seattle host a like quarterly cinema supper club that we get together and watch a film that I've never seen. And we sort of eat food and drink and debate the film, and doing that with some people across the country would be really exciting. And it's a wonderful perk, and I hope people take advantage of it.
Well, I'm so excited you volunteered to do that. I'll be sitting in and help moderate as we need. We're going to send everyone that there's only 50 tickets available. So be sure to look for that and try to get in early for it. And we're going to send everyone enjoys a little movie packet. So you're going to get some movie munchies, and it'll be a lot of fun. So look for that. Nathan Box, as always, thank you. It's Bent Cinema right here on Left to Straight Podcast. We'll see you next time. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap on another Bent Cinema podcast. Thanks, as always, to Nathan Box, who joins us twice a month here on Left of Straight Podcasts. Be sure to give us a thumbs up or 5-star review wherever your podcasts are distributed. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.